I think you'll all appreciate this one. This more lets you know where my head is at. I have a good friend who I talk to a lot about books or movies or whatever's hot. But lately she tells me that she'd rather not, just because she ain't seen them when I spill the plot. She says, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, like too much asparagus spoils your dessert. I want to discover this stuff by myself. I have no idea Mr. Smith was an elf. And he and Frodo jump into the Matrix and meet Dumbledore the White, and they hang out with this really great babe named Trinity, who fights vampires with Wesley Snipes, or Wolverine. I could never keep those. It isn't my fault I read faster than she, or catch all the previews they show on TV, or download the movies so fast the cops blanch, or hack the computers at Skywalker Ranch. Okay, that one might be a little bit my fault. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, sit down and shut up or you're gonna get hurt. I want to discover this stuff on my own, and it's hard to strangle you over the phone. Leia's his sister and Vader's his dad. What could I have said that would make her so mad? Norman Bates' mom is dead, Bruce Willis is a ghost, and Jesus comes back 3 days after he's toast. One day she came over, grinning with glee, and said, now you'll know how it feels to be me. I have here the pictures, the scripts, and the proof. King Kong beats Godzilla, and that is the truth. And then Kong takes a grappling gun, and he shoots it up in the International Space Station. And he climbs up there, and he's waving his arms around, bellowing, and he's holding either Mila Jovovich, Tia Leone, or Paris Hilton in the skin-tight bodysuit. Although it's airless space, so you can't actually hear him bellowing, and she's so damn skinny, you can't tell it's skin-tight. And then Richard Hatch comes, not the Survivor guy, but the good one. And he and Starbucks offer Kong some mocha chocolate yaya, which Kong bats away with one swipe of his mighty paw. And so they send up their ancient biplane TIE fighters, which don't have computers so that the Vorlons can't control them. And they shoot him down, and he falls all the way to Earth, lands on top of a Zippo lighter factory, and Jack Black looks down and says, it was butane who killed the beast. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, I was wrong, I'm sorry, check out my hair shirt. I finally get it, I want to stay friends, and so I'm not telling you how this song...